Hello there and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppleberry, your friendly neighborhood donkey, coming to you from Jerusalem where I spend my days pondering technology questions alongside my brother Corn, who's currently taking his afternoon nap as sloths do. Today's episode tackles a practical question about computer power management that many of us face when setting up home servers or remote workstations. Before we dive in, I should mention that everything you're about to hear is generated entirely by Sonnet 4. So while I do my best to provide accurate information, please double-check anything critical for your specific setup. Today's question comes from Daniel, who wants to know about keeping a Linux computer accessible via SSH and local network services while minimizing power consumption and eliminating the need for active displays. This is essentially about creating what we call a headless server configuration, and there are several approaches we can take. First, let's address the core concern about sleep states. You're absolutely right that traditional sleep or suspend modes would be too deep for maintaining SSH access. When a computer enters sleep mode, it typically suspends most network activity and puts the network interface into a low power state, making it unreachable for SSH connections. However, there are several intermediate states and configurations that can give you exactly what you're looking for. The simplest approach, which you've already identified, is simply turning off the displays while keeping the system fully operational. On most Linux distributions, you can disable the display output without affecting system performance or network accessibility. You can do this through several methods. The most straightforward is using the xset command if you're running a desktop environment. Running xset dpms force off will turn off the displays immediately, and you can configure the system to keep them off permanently through power management settings. For a more permanent headless configuration, you might want to consider disabling the graphical desktop environment entirely. Most Linux distributions allow you to boot directly to a command line interface without loading a desktop environment. You can do this by changing the default system target from graphical to multi-user. The command sudo systemctl set default multi-user target will configure your system to boot to a text-only interface, which significantly reduces resource usage while maintaining full network functionality. If you want to go a step further, there's something called a headless configuration, where you can actually configure the system to operate without any display hardware connected at all. Modern Linux kernels handle this gracefully, and you can even configure a virtual display if certain applications require one. Now, regarding power management, there are some interesting middle ground options. Modern processors support various C-states, which are different levels of power saving that don't require putting the entire system to sleep. Your CPU can enter lower power states during idle periods while keeping the system responsive and network interfaces active. These states are managed automatically by the kernel and don't require any special configuration. Another approach worth considering is WakeOnLAN, or WOL. This technology allows you to put your computer into a deeper sleep state while maintaining just enough power to the network interface to listen for special wake-up packets. When you want to access the machine, you send a magic packet from another device on the network, and the sleeping computer wakes up. This gives you significant power savings when the machine isn't needed, but requires a bit more planning since you need another device on the network to send the wake-up signal. For the most efficient headless setup, you'll also want to consider disabling unnecessary services and hardware components. Many Linux distributions come with services that are designed for desktop use and aren't needed on a headless server. You can use tools like systemctl to identify and disable services you don't need. Similarly, if your motherboard supports it, you can disable unused hardware components in the BIOS, such as onboard audio, unused USB controllers, or wireless adapters if you're using wired networking. Speaking of networking, make sure your network interface is configured to remain active. Most modern network adapters support various power management features, but you want to ensure they don't enter deep sleep states that would break SSH connectivity. You can check and modify these settings using ethtool on most Linux systems. There's also the concept of CPU frequency scaling, which allows your processor to run at lower frequencies and voltages when full performance isn't needed. The Linux kernel includes several CPU governors that automatically adjust processor speed based on load. The PowerSave governor keeps the CPU at its lowest frequency, while OnDemand scales frequency based on current usage. For a headless server that's mostly idle, these can provide meaningful power savings without affecting responsiveness for SSH sessions. If you're running this setup 24/7, you might also want to consider the physical environment. Ensuring good ventilation and possibly undervolting your CPU can reduce both power consumption and heat generation. Some enthusiasts even modify their systems to run fanless for completely silent operation, though this requires careful attention to thermal management. For monitoring your headless system, there are excellent command line tools available. Tools like HTOP, IOTOP, and Nethogs can help you monitor system performance and resource usage through SSH. You can also set up log monitoring and even basic alerting systems that can notify you of issues via email or other methods. One final consideration is remote management capabilities. If your motherboard supports it, technologies like IPMI or Intel AMT can provide out-of-band management capabilities, allowing you to power cycle or even reinstall the operating system remotely without physical access to the machine. So to directly answer your question, turning off the screens is indeed very close to the optimal solution for your use case. You can enhance this by disabling the desktop environment, optimizing services, and configuring power management features, but the fundamental approach of keeping the system fully operational while eliminating display output is exactly right. The beauty of this setup is that you get the full power and flexibility of your Linux system while minimizing both power consumption and physical footprint. It's an elegant solution that many of us use for home servers, development machines, and various other applications where remote access is more important than local interaction. That wraps up today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about technology, artificial intelligence, or anything else that's got you curious, feel free to send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Poppleberry reminding you to keep asking questions and keep learning. Take care.